Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship, we're working through the Beatitudes. We did this a number of years ago, and I think it's time to go through them again because these are the principles of God's kingdom. And I think we need to understand that. There are some people that say, well, the book of Matthew is not for the church. That's for the kingdom age. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Christ never changes. Amen. Is he different for one group of people and not the same for another? No, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think I need to know the principles by which he operates his kingdom. Last time we learned that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Is that true or is it not true? Is it only for Israel? I don't think so. I think this is the governing principles of his kingdom. And I need to know that as God's people. The second one we find is in verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, to us that may seem like an oxymoron. Blessed are they that mourn. No one likes to or enjoys mourning. No one wants to go through those times of sorrow. And yet in this world, we're called upon that over and over and over again. To mourn. But the Bible says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be what? Comforted. Now, it doesn't say might be. It says what? Shall be. That is an important thing to remember. Do you know what heaven is? It's the opposite of what this world is, which is suffering, mourning, death, all the sorrows that come with illness and cancers and strokes and heart attacks. I mean, you think of all the horrible things that happen in this world. And yet on the other side, none of that will be present. What is that? That's comfort. I saw the other day they were showing the ship Comfort, which is the United States hospital ship. They have the Mercy and they have the Comfort. They are converted oil tankers that were converted into floating hospitals. And they travel the world. They go to hot spots and different places where hospital ships are needed. And they were showing the Comforts, a massive ship when it arrives. And they put the name on both sides of the front and on the rear. So no matter where you look, you see its name. Comfort is coming. Or Mercy is coming. They did that on purpose. But I want to tell you something. Our hope's not in a ship. You know, no matter how much hope they may bring to some population that's going through difficulty, we have heaven. That's our comfort. And so I want to encourage you this morning that even though we mourn in this life, we see situations that cause grief and tears to well up in our eyes, we have the Comforter, and that is Jesus Christ. And we are blessed because of that. Do I hear an amen? We're blessed because of that person, Jesus Christ. And we shall be comforted. Again, these are the principles of God's kingdom. And that's what makes heaven what it is. A glorious place because of the person who is the light thereof. The person who is the theme of heaven. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord.